Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's fucking Wednesday. Woo! What's happened, dudes?
Welcome back, Davey boy.
I missed your face.
I miss your guys' fucking faces.
Everybody misses Dave, dude. It's like it's not the same.
It never is the same when somebody's not here.
I know. One of us is gone, like, because you guys, just you two, have had to do several shows before.
Yeah.
And it isn't. It's not the same. When one of us is gone, it's weird.
I have a hell week, man. I just apologize now, folks. I got like a 15-hour shift tomorrow. I got to be up at 4. Just got off work. So it's just a long week. I apologize. I missed the show, and I was hoping to make the makeup one.
Yeah, but, slinging that dick at work, dude.
I had to say, not tonight, folks. It's not the night. You know what I mean? How should I got to do, man? You know,
happens,
dude. I feel you.
Yeah,
it happens. Life hits you hard.
Yeah, man. We should be all right. We should be all right the rest of the week. But glad I'm here, man. You know, just trying to absorb all the news I can while I'm at work. You know, it's work news.
Hell yeah,
work.
Dude.
Absorb all the bullshit.
It's a lot of bullshit, man. You know, everybody deals with bullshit at work, you know, one form or another. And then it's like, you got to kind of put those fires out. And then you're also reading on your break. You're like, God, what the fuck? What are they doing to Trump here? What's going on? You know what I mean? Or Biden's dead, man. That's a fucking body double. He's fucking 6'11". Yeah. What are we doing?
The whole like, Kamala ain't black. You know, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah, obviously.
Hey, I mean, I give him props. He kind of walked into the enemy's territory and said, give me your best shot. No pun intended.
I think he got set up. They tried to set him up. I mean,
well,
clearly.
For sure.
For sure,
clearly.
Dude. That's what they always do. Yeah. You know, I mean, so apparently at the beginning of this interview, so who was this? What was this interview
so
all
about?
So
this was the
National Association of Black Journalists.
Yes, that's...
Oh, boy. Okay.
So it was like this big thing, and they went in there to... They wanted to run him through the ringer and ask him all these questions, and Trump agreed to go because obviously he's trying to get more black vote, and, you know, why not?
No, so they set him up.
He was supposed to go there with Kamala.
Yeah, he was. Mm-hmm. He agreed to go because he was told that Kamala and or Biden, whoever was it, was going to be there. They told him that he couldn't do a Zoom thing. He was supposed to be there for an hour. They were 35 minutes late. So he only stayed for like a half an hour.
Yeah, I seen a fucking what's his guy's name? Scavino. Dan Scavino's made a post or whatever, and they had to wait because they had a sound error.
Yeah.
And apparently they had some lines crossed, and he shared a picture, it was a fucking nightmare of cables.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the video clip, Trump basically lays out everything that you guys just said. He's like calling her like, what a disgrace. What a disgraceful question. Like, you must work for ABC. They're fake news. You know, like he just basically says the entire thing was a big setup.
I'll tell you this right now. He's not going to, obviously. But I'm saying if somebody gave us the opportunity to have an interview with Donald Trump, with all the issues that you can have, which we know, right? We would be spending 4 days straight. I'd be like calling up, listen, I'm sorry, work. I got some shit. We got some wires to fucking fix. You would have that shit right, and you would be on time.
Yeah, it's just a respect. If you're doing an interview of that magnitude,
even if it was Joe Biden, you want it to be right. It's just like,
Do you feel like they do this shit on purpose though, just so that that way we disrespect them even more?
Probably.
It's like, well, of course they would. These wouldn't fucking people even like him.
That's why, like, he walked up on stage. And then it wasn't even 30 seconds when they had him come out and he sat down and she went into the first question where she was calling him a racist.
Yeah. Also,
well, let's play the first clip, dude.
I think it was the leading board member, the head
the
of
chair,
the
yeah.
NAABJ, not NAABJ, right? Mm-hmm. National Association of Black Journalists. He resigned over the fact that they even invited Trump. Which is fucking weird to me. Yeah, it's weird. It's weird to me. Like you
gotta run and hide.
Well, he just didn't. He's like, there's no reason for him to be here, so he just resigned because they actually.
Dude, I hate that. Like, if you don't like somebody, go talk to them.
Well, if you're a journalist, don't you talk to everybody? Like, isn't this like a huge bump for you? Like, you know what I'm saying? You have the former president, maybe future president, on stage with you right now. And let's be real. Mm-hmm. To Chris's point, Kamala didn't even fucking show up. She had a funeral or some shit to go to. She didn't even bother to go. It's fucking bullshit, man.
Well, yeah. I mean, regardless, I mean, it's like you're going to quit because you invited Trump onto the platform. That's like the whole excuse of you're giving this guy a platform to speak because blah, blah, blah. It's like that's such a shit excuse to me because it's like, hello, why don't you debate the guy? Like, if you think you're so much better than him and you think that he's a racist, why don't you debate him and prove him to be a racist?
Yeah, I hear you. Do you have the first question, or do you only have the Kamala?
I thought I had the first question, but I wonder if I was on the other account on accident.
Maybe that was it right there. No? I was curious.
Promoting Indian heritage.
No.
No.
Nope.
The old...
Don't got it.
Oh, it's right,
dude.
Here.
Oh, right here. This one.
Quite a start.
Here we go.
Mr. President, we so appreciate you giving us an hour of your time.
No, you don't.
I want to start by addressing the elephant in the room, sir.
You're racist.
A lot of people did not think it was appropriate for you to be here today.
Why?
You have pushed false claims about some
Trump
of
hates
rivals,
black people.
From Nikki Haley to former President Barack Obama, saying that they were not born in the United States, which is not true. You have told four congresswomen of color who were American citizens to go back to where they came from. You have used words like animal and rabid to describe black district attorneys. You've attacked black journalists,
he describes everybody
calling them
that way.
A loser, saying the questions that like they ask are, quote, stupid and racist. You've had dinner with a white supremacist at your Mar-a-Lago resort. So my question, sir, now that you are asking black supporters to vote for you,
look at
why
his hands.
Should black voters trust you after you have used language like that?
Well, first of all, I don't think I've ever been asked a question so in such a horrible manner, first question. You don't even say, hello, how are you?
Hello.
Are you with ABC? Because I think they're a fake news network, a terrible network.
Terrible.
And I think it's disgraceful that I came here in good spirit. I love the black population of this country. I've done so much for the black population of this country.
There it is.
Yeah, it went longer than that, but he basically
was
like...
Oh, that's it?
It's all this clip was.
He tears her a new one, basically. Yeah, I know. Saying,
We don't have 40 minutes, though, man. I mean, the whole thing was him tearing him up. You know what
Pretty
I mean?
Much, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, I don't know. Did you save more clips of that first part? Or is that just the one?
I had another one. The clip where he actually, this is the clip that's going viral, where he's actually said that Kamala ain't black type of thing. But there was another clip of him, like, before we get into that one, this one was odd. I just saved a random clip of him grabbing her water.
Yeah, I saw that.
Twisting it and then putting it next to him. Like, I'm going to take your water, bitch. You know what I mean?
He thought it was his.
Yeah, like, so play from the beginning here. Because at the beginning, it's her water over by her. He reaches over, grabs it, tightens it.
I know what he did. I know what he did right there.
Because I asked
He extra he tightened that thing extra firm. So when she was going to try to open it, she can't open the thing, and he would have just said, "Weak. You're fucking weak.
You're so weak.
So weak."
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what like that was. Because he was twisting it the wrong way, like he was going to open it. I wonder if he didn't realize there was one on the other side of him.
Man's thirsty, bro.
He probably didn't realize that, dude. Yeah. He's probably like, "I want some water, but this ain't
my." It is funny. But that...
Remember the whole freaking Q shit was like, "Watch the water, dude. He has the water bottle and he's drinking it with two hands, man."
It is funny though. Like as soon as she turned her head, he just went, "Whoop!"
He snapped.
Yeah, I'm gonna steal your water.
I don't know. That he was like, they went in there to try to completely tear him down.
They want a sound clips, man.
And he destroyed them.
He stood up for himself. I wouldn't say he destroyed them, but like he did a good job of just being like, dude, this is bullshit. Stop.
I don't think it gained anything. I just don't know that there was even a purpose of going. Like I
that's what I'm saying, dude.
Go ahead.
Well, I feel like this kind of interview, and I think it's meant to make us hate the left. That's what the purpose of this interview was. Look how much you should hate these people because they treat Trump like he's just, you know, he's a racist. He hates black people. He does all this stuff that's wrong. And, you know, like he's going there out of his goodwill. He wanted to debate Kamala. Kamala didn't even show up. I mean, how disgraceful. You know what I mean?
Wait, you think that they intentionally made themselves look bad? That's what you're saying?
No, I think that they are all on the same team, dude. I feel like the left and the right are all on the same freaking coin. Yeah. That's my opinion.
I get you.
I think it was they went in there hoping to make him look bad or look worse, and they completely failed.
Yeah, I don't know if I think the people that hate Trump are going to hate him either way. You know, I think that the one thing that's positive is you know, he stood his ground. I wouldn't call it like a takedown. I don't think anybody won this. It was just weird. Like the questions were poor. He didn't really respond, and he shouldn't respond. They weren't legitimate, serious questions that they were asking. So he kind of took his jabs, which we can see a couple more later. I think the one thing that's a positive maybe is, you know, I think people like that Trump is no bullshit. He is going to say what he wants, whether you're female, black, white, male, lesbian, like he's gonna just say it. And that was the one thing that was so dishonest about the question that I didn't like, that she said you called like a black journalist stupid and
it was a setup question.
You
call
like, you know, you had this and that, you've called black female reporters like, you know, and it's like, no, he's called everyone that. Like it's not, you can't just cherry pick that, oh, a couple of black journalists had the attack from Trump. All of them have. I mean, Mexicans, whites, blacks, like you name it. It doesn't matter. If you're a journalist and you say something stupid, you're getting a fist.
Well, that would actually be racist also if he called a white guy and an Asian guy stupid, but then didn't say anything to the black guy.
Maybe, yeah.
Like, I'm not going to acknowledge you, but I'm going to call these
where's
two
my
stupid.
Slanderous name? Come on.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, honestly, like the only thing that was gained from this was the clip of Trump going viral. Saying Kamala isn't black. And I have a theory about this that I saw somebody else post. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
So this is the big controversy, right? I mean, this is the thing that everybody is talking about. The fact that he kind of was saying that, you know, she was Indian for so long. You know, she used that to her. We all remember Elizabeth Warren. You know what's funny is I actually stumbled across a video of her the other day. I don't know why. It was in
Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah, it was on my TikTok. And it said, who remembers how dumb this woman was? And it was all her, like, saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over. And she was like,
dude, I think I know why it was in your feed.
Wee-hoo! She kept saying, I went to this university. Wee-hoo! Like, and it was just all the places that she spoke, she said the same thing and acted the same way. And I'm like, God, she sucked. I remember how bad she sucked.
Yeah, she was
she,
bad.
She could have been a president. I mean, she, you know, if the tides had turned, maybe she could have won something. But she was terrible. But she played the card. When it was convenient, she plays the card. And I think that you can't deny that Kamala probably did that as well.
Well, yeah, I guarantee she does that.
Well, people were saying that she looked like the shooter, Thomas Crooks.
Oh, yeah, I seen that where they overlaid her face onto his body.
Yeah, it looked like Elizabeth Warren's son.
Oh, no.
I mean, that conversation brought Elizabeth Warren back into the picture, dude. So it's like,
they do look oddly similar, though.
That's why I don't trust those face over face pictures, because I feel like you can put anyone and it can blend over. Almost anyone, unless you're like morbidly obese and super skinny or something weird.
Oh yeah,
like just me and you could like just go blend and you'd be like, oh wow.
Well, it's because we have like squinty eyes. I think that's
you guys both have beards.
Yeah,
that might be it.
But this is the question here of like on Kamala's heritage and Trump's answer.
Then we'll move on to other questions here. Some of your own supporters, including Republicans on Capitol Hill, have labeled Vice President Kamala Harris, who is the first Black and Asian American woman to serve as vice president and be on a major party ticket, as a DEI hire. Is that acceptable language to you? And will you tell those Republicans and those supporters to stop it?
How do you define DEI? Go ahead. How do you define
diversity, equity, inclusion?
Okay, yeah, go ahead. Is that what your definition?
Give that me, is that that is.
Give me a definition then. Would you give me a definition DEI. Of that? Give me a definition.
Sir,
of
I'm asking you a question.
No, you
very
have to define
question.
It. Define the.
He's
define
actually right on this.
I just defined it, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because she is a Black woman?
Well, I can say no. I think it's maybe a little bit different. So, I've known her a long time indirectly, not directly very much, and she was always of Indian heritage, and she was only promoting Indian heritage. I didn't know she was Black until a number of years ago when she happened to turn Black, and now she wants to be known as Black.
Black.
So I don't know, is she Indian when or is she Black?
Turns
she is
always Black.
When she happened to turn Black. I don't know. It's still going.
You identified
know
what? As a Black woman.
I respect
she went historically
either
Black
one.
College.
I respect either one, but she obviously doesn't. Because she was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn, and she became a Black person.
Just to be clear, sir, do you believe that
she became a Black person?
A continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
It's a direct question, sir. Do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is a DEI hire, as some Republicans
really don't
have said?
Know. I mean, I really don't know. Could be. There are some, and there are plenty.
Yeah.
Gosh.
I mean,
and she became a Black person.
What is the? I mean, I'm struggling to find out like what the issue is with it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. So I saved a couple clips of her admitting that she's a proud Indian. So I'm just saying. So, but to
she
be
is.
Fair,
she is.
You know, I mean, we could watch some of these videos of her like being like, "Hey, yeah, I'm the first Indian senator and all that stuff." You know, right?
Okay, right here, this one.
Yeah. Certainly, you could become the first Indian senator in U.S. history, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Knockwood.
Knockwood?
Certainly, you could become the first
Indian
senator. I have
no idea what that means.
What does Knockwood mean?
I think that's what she did to get into the Senate.
She was supposed to say knock on wood?
Yeah, she was knocking wood.
Knockwood.
That's what she called the old BJs. Had to knock a lot of wood to get in the Senate. You know what I'm saying? After Montel, it was rough, you know?
Yeah.
Dude, that's what I was saying. She should have had Montel Williams walk her out like on her first rally.
He was on an interview and they were asking about Kamala Harris. It could have been even like a year ago or something, but they're like, can you let us know? Because you were kind of dating her. Like, what was she like? And he's like, yeah, I'm not going to go there. like, I don't.
Ooh, okay.
I'm not going
to
go there.
Dude, I mean, listen, it's that time of year where, and especially because she's late to the game. I know there was the little love period for the week and a half, right? Where everybody's like, oh, we're Team Kamala, even though you hated her entire fucking time. That's fine. So obviously the media's pushing her. They're hiding information. They're making sure that they don't show Tulsi Gabbard tearing her down. They're making sure that Trump's getting, you know, squashed. But she really does suck. And she always has sucked.
Well, yeah. And like we talked on the last episode, they have whatever her fucking name is. The Stallion.
Yeah,
come out and do a performance before she speaks. That way she gets a bunch of people in there to see a free concert.
Yeah,
and then she starts talking and everyone leaves.
That probably was it.
Yeah. That's what happened.
And the stories are resurfacing, though, is what I'm saying, is you do have good journalists out there still who are resurfacing the stories from her. Because, listen, she's been in office for a while.
Yeah.
So her, you know, she had, did you notice she had a 92% turnover rate? 92% turnover rate with her aides. She supposedly is like one of the worst people to work for. Like people they can't handle her. So they leave.
Cause is she just a bitch or?
Yeah, she's terrible. I guess she, you know, cusses a lot, which, you know, it's fine. I cuss a lot. People cuss a lot, but I also
Cusses a lot.
Yeah. They said that she says fuck a lot. Like that's her go-to is like the F bombs, which, you know, fine. But what I'm saying is I don't do that at work. I don't do that at work. Listen, there's a time and a place, man. I can't go to my employees and be like, fuck, what the fuck are you doing? Like, that's not how you, that's not how you conduct business. It's not how you conduct business. Now, Trump had a 72% turnover rate. Joe Biden had a 77% turnover rate. She has a 92% turnover rate.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So if there's any indication of how she treats the people she's quote unquote closest to, if that's any indication of how she treats people or what she's actually like, then I would say that's pretty telling. Hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or you just can't trust people in politics, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's like that, dictator mentality where you're like, I don't trust anybody around me. I'm going to just keep a revolving door here. You know?
I mean, that's also weird. I'm just saying.
It is weird. It is weird.
But trust nobody. Regardless, like, they're definitely propping her up. And I think we're going to get to the point where she's going to start coming off that hill. Because it's easy to do this thing where they talk about how great she is and she's now the savior of the Democratic Party and everybody should love her and support her, even though they did not like her and probably still don't like her. The truth
dude, it was
is,
down
is,
to 3%.
Yeah.
3%.
Yeah. But if you remember.
During the 2020 election? Is that what it was? 3%?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, I mean, it was that low.
But here's the thing. This is where she's going to have problems. She hasn't spoke a lot. Now, she's done some, you know, in front of crowds where she has teleprompters and she has a game planned kind of thing. But she hasn't done a debate. She hasn't really had any major press conferences. And so the issue with her, she sucks at speaking. She's not that bright. Okay, as Trump said in that thing where he said she failed her law exam, so we should probably cognitive test her because she's not very bright.
But what's to come to be unburdened by what has been?
Exactly. That's my point.
The unburden.
My point is,
we did a whole clip of her just like bumbling. Like this reporter was asking her about like the horrible economics plan, like the Build Back Better.
Yeah.
Like it's not working. So like exactly how are you going to turn this economy around? And then she just like, well, the price of bread has gone up.
The price
so therefore, the price of gas gone has gone up. So everybody is struggling.
Like, what? She is misstate the obvious all the time, dude. She's just like, you know, it makes no sense. But my point is we're going to start seeing things start to shift and people are going to start doing the attack. And she, if you remember with Tulsi, she was actually going up in the polls initially in the Democratic race early. And then Tulsi Gabbard had that because her first debate wasn't terrible. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. But the second one was where Tulsi Gabbard hammered her. Mm-hmm. And it's not that she just hammered her, but she has nothing to say about it. She can't defend it. She can't speak well to argue it. And she lost.
Dude, I rewatched that whole thing. And all Kamala Harris said was that, you know, I'm proud of serving, not just making a statement here on a platform, like in front of like on a speech.
Yeah.
But I was actually there doing the job, getting my feet wet, doing the actual work of being a civil citizen and a worker and all this. You know what I mean? Like trying to say because she was in the job doing it shittily, that was enough reason for her to be proud of herself.
Is shittily,
you know what I mean?
Is shittily a word?
It is now.
It is now, baby.
I love it. Yeah, I mean,
doing
listen,
it shittily.
You can do the job and not get fired. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can if somebody doesn't fire you, you can just do that job and be absolute dog shit.
Oh yeah.
And it doesn't mean you're good. It means they have no one else to replace you at the time. You know what I mean? Because like, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, for sure, there's times where you're like, dude, if we let him go, we don't have anybody, right? Do you want that? Because he at least moves. You know what I mean? Like, he at least picks up shit.
Yeah, he fills the hole, dude.
He fills the hole. So, listen, California is a shithole. It's a train wreck, and she's part of the whole thing in California.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I think it's going to bite her in the ass. I think she's not going to be able to defend herself. When the push comes to shove and shit's getting real. Because she's in that whole, like, you know when you first start a relationship? Everything's really great. You fucking, oh God, I love you so much. Oh my God. I love spending every minute with you. And then it's like, oh my God.
That was like the first 3 weeks of Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they're doing this, dude. This whole thing was to make her look good and make Trump not look good. You know what I mean? Like this whole like, oh, look, he's racist and all this shit, right? Because she actually is Indian, but her dad's from Jamaica. So her dad is black. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, she is kind of half black, so you can't really say
where's
that
the Asian come
black.
From? She's the first. I don't know. They said she's the first black Asian.
So, South Asian. Or is it South?
Jamaica is where? I'm bad with geography, dudes. I don't know.
I feel like when they said Indian, like, it's, what's that called? South Asian?
Like,
it's. Well, damn, dude. I'm going to have to look it up. I just heard about it. South Asian.
But regardless, they're going to use this as like a soundbite to make Kamala gain popularity because you gain popularity by being attacked. And that's Trump's motto, dude. That's why he can't exist without the deep state. Trump and the deep state are like the yin and the yang. They have to coexist.
Yeah.
So they're using this as like an attack tactic for Kamala to gain popularity and the sympathy.
So just so you know, South Asian is, it's a region of Asia, and that would be Bangladesh, Bhutan, India, Pakistan, Nepal. So they call it South Asian, okay. Even though like we all, you know, in our brains think like this is what an Asian person looks like. They also consider that South Asia. So yeah. That's why she's referenced as South Asian, right? Because she's from wherever she's from, Pakistan or India or whatever, or at least her mother.
Well, she's from
here, but I'm saying her heritage, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, right? And then her dad's Jamaican. So there's that reference where people are saying, well, she, you know, people have called her like African-American, South Asian. And it's like, she's actually not African-American. She's, you know, a person of color for sure. But
this is trending on Twitter. Kamala is Indian. That's like hundreds of thousands of frickin' hashtags and all that shit. You know what I mean? So they want this to kind of be out in the ether.
Yeah. And I get it. I'm maybe different. She absolutely is a person of color. She actually, you know, her mother is, or seemingly her mother's family is from South Asia. Her father is from Jamaica. I mean, it is what it is, right? It's just the issue I have, and I think where actually most people have is not getting in the weeds, is that I don't like when somebody takes advantage of one. Like, if you're a mixed race, right? Some people identify one way or the other, and that's totally fine. There's some people that identify as black or identify as white. Maybe they're mother raised them or their father raised them.
But switching around depending on what situation you're in.
Yeah. And a lot of it has to do with like culture too. You know what I'm saying? Like, and just the way you feel.
Dude, that's
and,
what it's always about culture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, how were you raised? And like,
exactly.
Yeah, she did have like this, the Indian, you know, the garb and all this stuff, which is, you know, that's cool. Whatever. Do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, it's fine, man. But
so it's like, I don't really give a shit. Like,
no,
whether
I don't
she's
either.
Black or not. Like,
I don't.
But that's what a lot of people want you to care about, and that's why this clip's going to go viral, trying to make Trump look like a fucking idiot.
I don't think he looks like an idiot. I think I
I'm just saying.
No, I know.
Most
I know.
People who don't like Trump will use this as like even more reason not to like Trump.
I get you, but it's. I think you can't get more reason to like. Like, if you hate him at this point in the game, we've talked about this. You're not enraged more. You know, like this. This is a bias confirmation. You're like, yep, he is what I thought he was. And the other people are like, you guys are all morons. That's not what he meant, obviously. So it's, I don't think this is a win for any, like at this point, the middle of the row is where we're concerned with.
Well, let's be honest though.
What?
This whole thing was for the black vote, right? That's why he went there, right? That's why, you know, he went under this kind of attack, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
So do you think this helped his popularity with the black vote, or do you think this hurt it?
I think it probably hurt it more with women and improved it with the men in the black community. That's what I think.
Why would it have hurt it more with the women?
Because I think women are sensitive to this kind of stuff. I don't mean that as a negative. I think women have emotional feelings that guys don't have. I think when you look at, and stereotyping, I'm not trying to say it's not, but I think women are more caring, you know, nurturing. They don't like disrespect or what they consider disrespect. I think
And the interviewer was a woman. So I think you're onto something. I think that they're like, they're making it like a battle between Trump and a black woman. And like, you have that visually there. So people will soak that in.
So obviously, like, you know, coming home from work, driving here from work, I had a, you know, a little 45 minutes or so. And what I like to do, especially when it's something that has to do with race, I don't know what people are thinking in the black community. I'm not black. You know what I'm saying? I'm very interested on how people are taking this whole thing. So, you know, you get on, you start looking at TikTok, you start just watching videos. Now, obviously, there's some that are obviously conservative and they're giving their conservative take and Democrat giving theirs. But I'm looking at people that aren't all that politically driven. So, you know, you guys know I love music reactions. So there's a couple of those groups that are black that I really enjoy their music reactions, but they also do political on occasions. Just kind of most of them said exactly what that I was just talking about. And I kind of tend to agree. The men in the black community, seemingly from what they say, is that they are all about like keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Like no bullshit. You know, they say what they feel and they, you know, and this is probably going to be a good thing for them that he went up there and took this fucking barrage and he just called it like it was. You know what I'm saying? The women, I feel like, are going to find it more offensive, you know, to the point of the journalist was a female herself. they may or may not like Kamala, but they would be like, well, well who are you to say?
There was a three journal. It was like a three journalist thing, and all of them were black women.
So,
well, and that kind of fits the motto of Trump, just his trends with women, dude. Right? Like, sure. he's not very popular with women in
with
general.
Single women. Yes.
Is it single white women?
Single women in general do not favor Trump, period. I can't remember what the poll was recently, but obviously suburban moms, it's low. You know what I'm saying? Trump has a low, but single women usually are out of college, liberal in general. They just don't think they actually care for him that much.
But what's a woman, though? I mean, can we really define what a woman is yes. nowadays? I mean,
vagina. You know what I'm saying?
Vagina.
I've been watching, you know, a little of the Olympics here and there. Some I like the gymnastics and shit, you know what I'm saying? But I can tell pretty quickly who's a woman and not. I don't know about you guys, but one has boobs, one does not. Yeah, I mean, there's just something there that's missing on one of them. I don't know what it is. It's like balls.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah. We did show the picture of that guy's nutsack hanging out.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah.
At the Olympics.
You know? Yeah.
Hey.
I don't know, man. I was really torn on that one for a minute. I was like, man, I feel like that looks like a fishnet tear to me personally, but.
No, they actually came out and like started taking down the video because it was a ball. Maybe in two balls.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could have been two.
Yeah, I think they took it down because the optics are terrible. Well, they've been getting their asses reamed over it and rightfully. Whether it was actually a testicle or a ripped fishnet, it doesn't matter. What matters is it was completely inappropriate, especially there's a kid right in front of this person.
Dude. Yeah.
So if it was a ball, really shame on you. And if it wasn't and you just look stupid, shame on you. Because that kid shouldn't have been in that whole thing anyways.
Yeah,
you know
true.
What I mean?
Dude, I think it was verified testicle.
How do you verify
verified
it's a testicle?
Nutsack.
How do you verify that?
I think he got in trouble for it, didn't he? Isn't that what you were saying, Chris?
Yeah,
like,
I think I read
something
where they actually said, there was an issue.
Because if it was real, right, which I'm not saying it is or isn't, I really don't know. I'm not staring at a testicle for a long period of time, but... If it's real, you had to have done that on purpose. Your ball.
Absolutely.
When you feel the pressure, those are tight shorts.
That's
and if
what
your
I'm
ball.
That's why we're saying it could have been an accident, dude. He was wearing panties.
Yeah, but
bullshit.
You do feel when your balls are out.
No, those suckers were tight, bro. And if your ball was pinched out where it's just your ball, you know that's happening. It's breezier. There's a bit of a tension on the old, you know, the old fucking, the tube that connects
maybe
the ball.
Maybe that's why he was turned off to this side and was like, oh.
Maybe.
He was in pain.
Yeah. I feel like you had to have done that on purpose. You would have had to have, like, put that ball out.
Dude, I was telling Chris that I saw a video of him doing, like, a guitar stroke where he went by and tucked it back in with a simple, like, just.
Did he tuck it?
He did.
It's real. Like then that's a real ball. Yeah, you got to tell me that information. I didn't see that. I didn't watch the whole thing, man. Obviously, I'm not because first of all, I couldn't.
Well, this was just a clip. I don't know where it went. I should have saved it.
You should have saved it. I'm going to be very honest, right? We had some Halloween parties. I had my ball out in one of those pictures. There's a picture of me with my ball somewhere.
It's true.
And I had to force it out. You know what I'm saying? Like I had to. You know, and I had to fucking put the, there it is. You know what I'm saying? It just, and the outfit that I had on, it could have just fallen out, but it didn't. I had to pull it out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So my point is that
as
man,
tight as those were,
you probably like, just have sticky balls, Dave.
No, they were fresh at that time. They were real good. You know, but I'm just saying
they
like,
were fresh.
I had to lift the thing and move it to, cause we took a picture together and it was a joke, right? Like I was behind y'all with my ball hanging out.
Yeah.
No one's seen this picture. You're not going to ever see it. It's buried in my phone somewhere. But my point is I had to actually finagle that ball out. It didn't just pop out. It just, because what does that? What would be the case?
Well, you got to think these guys are lubed up, Dave. I mean, you're a slippery dancer. Yeah, you're a slippery dancer. You want to like glide like the wind. I mean, you got to have some oil everywhere, right? You never know when you have to just seamlessly tuck a ball out, tuck it in, you know?
Dude,
I don't know. I have also a picture that's never going to be released
of your ball
when we were at your house with Flat Earth Owl.
Yeah, dude.
And it took everything I had not to have my balls hanging out.
Yeah, 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 man.
So I mean, if they're small enough and tight enough,
yeah,
then
see, here's
that's
the thing.
What I'm saying.
I don't fucking care. You know what I mean? I really don't care. I don't care. Like, I think it's funny. I think balls are hilarious. I got to be honest with you. I think they're just fucking weird looking.
That situation.
But you're at the Olympics, right? And just if you go to previous Olympics. Now, I'm not going to sit there and say there's not subliminal messaging or all this other bullshit in the Olympics. I'm sure there are. But my point is this is the first one where you really were like, whoa, what the fuck is this? You know what I mean? It's really bizarre. There's a place. You know, if you're hanging out with your bros and you're drinking and you got your ball out, great. You know what I mean? Fine.
That's funny.
Great.
Well, I don't care. I don't give a shit. Dude, when we were playing in the band,
hey!
I was driving. Right. We were on tour and I was driving. I don't think it is what it is, man. I have no shame about it. I wrestled for all those years. I saw so many ball sacks. It's not even a fucking thing for me. But I remember.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Remember, we were on tour with the band, and this was the last time we went, and I was driving. We had this truck, and we had the canopy. We didn't have a van. We had a truck, an extended truck, and the canopy, and there's beds in the back that you could sleep. We take turns and shit. And I'm driving, and everybody's sleeping, and I look back in the rearview mirror because I couldn't see. I could just check on, see if the guys were up or not, and I just see balls smashed against the window, like a big dick and balls just fucking smash against the window. And I was like, they're up. Didn't even fucking, oh, he's up, you know. I don't care about it. I don't really care. But that there was a child at that fucking thing. There was a kid at that table. And like,
that's the worst thing. It's like, dude, don't do this in front of kids.
Yeah, if they're
same thing when like people bring kids to riots and rallies and all this shit. Yeah. It's like, come on, dude, leave them at home.
Well, then you know this is being watched by kids.
Yeah.
This isn't like an adult pay-per-view fucking thing. This is a worldwide televised, everyone watches thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say if he did have his testicle out, and that is proven that he did, which it sounds to me like it's probably likely, right? I would argue that that should be indecent exposure. Not only was it on national TV, but you were also in the presence of a kid who was under 18 years old. So I don't know how old that kid was. I guarantee he was not 18. And your ball.
So you're saying death sentence. Send this guy to the gallows.
The gallows? I don't know. Yeah, sure. You know,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm not sure we miss a lot. Squad. You know, I don't know. Yeah. Who knows?
That might be a little harsh.
No, but like you shouldn't be able to. Balls out.
Trying to have his Janet Jackson moment. Okay?
Balls out. Like you're dead.
True that.
Straight to dead.
Yeah, true that. But what would have happened to you? What if Janet did that? Remember her old booby was out. She had that whole nipple ring. What if there was an 8-year-old in front of her?
There probably was.
No, I just meant on stage, like hanging out with her. Like, obviously, people saw it. I saw it. We all saw it. But I'm saying, what if there was a kid right in front of her? Like,
well, she didn't show nipple.
She did show nipple.
No, she had a pasty on.
No, she had a pasty. That was fucking bad. But we were just talking about this.
No,
we were just talking about.
Fuck yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a pasty. It, dude. It wasn't like a
glitter, I thought she had a nipple fucking ring.
No, it was an X. It was like an X of tape.
Mm.
It was like the pasty tape, but it was
an X. That was planned, dude. That was planned.
Yeah. Yeah. But like we just talked about Megan Thee Stallion scissoring another woman with her WAP performance at like the MTV Music Awards. Yeah. And that was viewed by how many children? Yeah. I mean, like parents put this stuff on and they leave the room and they don't expect that shit to happen. I mean, you had like bare naked women pretty much scissoring on the stage talking about wet ass pussy, dude. I'm just saying, come on, bro. Where are we at here? And the Olympics isn't supposed to be Christian. I just got to throw that out there. Like the people that are like clutching their pearls saying like, how anti-Christian, this is satanic. I'm like, dude, it's about the Olympians. It's about ancient Greece and Rome and the ancient gods. Like it has nothing to do with Christianity and it ever did.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does that do with anything though?
Well, that's what people are freaking out about with the whole,
just like the whole people freaking out about the Olympics in general. I'm like, come on, dude.
They're saying that that whole ceremony was like anti-Christian.
Yeah, it definitely was. But what about that?
He's saying that's not what it was about. It wasn't about Christianity or anything like that.
No, that's not, I don't know where you're getting that. So the problem is like they wouldn't do that with any other religion. So why is it okay for Christianity? That's the problem. Like that's what everybody's saying is like you're mocking Jesus. Whether you want to say it shouldn't be religious. It's sport. You know what I'm saying?
The feast, the Last Supper. Is that the part? Yeah, that was like the Feast of Dionysus, though, wasn't it?
Dude, go pull up the Last Supper and go pull up the image. You know what I'm saying? Just pull it up. And it's literally exact in a fucking reverse form. They put certain people on the left side instead of the right side. The point is that there was no reason to go that far. There was just no reason to go that way. Like, if you were mocking all religion, I would get it. Like, right? But I don't see a fat Buddha up there. And they're making fun of him. You could argue the guy in the blue.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But I'm just saying.
Like, what would have happened if that was Muhammad? I'm being very serious. If that was Muhammad that they were doing that to, it would have been fucking, and there would be terrorist attacks.
Does the opening ceremonies have to be like this ridiculous fucking thing anyway?
It's supposed to be a celebration.
It's a ceremony, dude. It's a ritual.
Yeah. So, like, well, that's pretty much what it is. It is. Greg is absolutely right. But it's supposed to be a celebration of like the world coming together for this event, which is supposed to bring the world together.
Mm.
And so that's the argument.
It's not working.
Well, it used to.
Well, hasn't since.
Used to.
At least, I don't know, last 10, 15 years.
No, because, I mean, if you look at the opening ceremony, again, I'm not saying that there wasn't random shit in there. I'm saying this was the first one that was just really offensive to some people. It was very, very offensive. And fine. Let's say it's not a big deal if it's offensive or not. Fine. But you can't deny that it wasn't. Like, there's a large portion of people that are Christian that took serious offense to that, you know? They're obviously not blowing up places and shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like, why? Was that okay? It's supposed to be a unity thing. It's supposed to be where the world comes together in sport to compete against each other and see who's the best and hang out and just be involved. And it turns into something weird, man. I don't know.
I think the argument would be it's not about Christianity. Like, it's not about narrowing it down to one religion. And it's about, like, the poly religion of ancient Greece, ancient Rome, whatever the hell it was. It's about, like, that kind of time period. You know what I mean? And that kind of imagery is satanic. It's pagan, right? If you are approaching it from the Christian point of view. But the Olympics was never about Christianity. I don't know if it was the Feast of Dionysus or if it was the Last Supper that they were mocking or trying to do.
We just pull it up while he's talking real quick. Just pull up the Last Supper and the fucking Olympics.
But then also pull up the Feast of Dionysus because I don't know. I've heard many, many things about this. Right? So, regardless, I'm just saying, like, when is the Olympics ever supposed to have been about religion and all this other stuff, like, with Christianity? You know what I mean? And I get, like, you can take it as, like, it's mocking the Last Supper.
Uh-huh.
But did they say that that's what it was? Like, I know, like, the official story is never really supposed to be believed, but.
Yeah, man. I don't really know how to go at that one the way you're saying that. Do they have to say it is? I mean, do you have to announce that this was
look up the Feast of Dionysus and then compare that to the Last Supper. And I guess You know, I've never really compared the two. They do kind of look similar. I'm looking at it right now.
I don't even know how to spell Dionysus.
One thing that I can see is like...
It's around the top there, Chris.
The larger... was she a transsexual? The larger
they
woman in
were,
the Olympics?
Dude. I'm pretty sure they all were.
They all were transy?
I think so.
So sure. She had the solar depiction behind her head. So I will give you that. That's like representative of the solar deity, the sun god, right? Which Jesus, some can argue, is a sun god. He had that... there's a lot of pictures with him with the sun behind his head. So she did have that.
So here's the Dionysus thing.
Okay. So like a lot of people being gluttonous, sexual, hypersexual,
but then you
enjoying a feast at a table.
And this is the best picture I could find where it had like them on top of each other.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think those look similar, but that's because it's a table, it's a supper. I mean, you can go back and forth and you can say, you know, it's mocking everything, but I don't know. Yeah. I think that, like, it's about that time period, and that time period was very pagan, very occulty, not Christian at all. And but I don't even know, you know what I mean? Like,
no, so when you say that, like, I'm trying to understand what you mean by that. Yes, the original Olympic Games in that period of time with Greece and stuff, there was a lot of shit going on. Like, that's true. But, like, where have you seen that in even modern Olympics? Not this year, but, like, you know, the last Summer Games, the Summer Games before that, Beijing, fucking Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, when did you see any of that, like, pagan shit coming out?
You can see it a lot.
I know you can look for it, and again, I already said that. I already said that there are guaranteed like signs of them kind of inserting these things, but this was like not just them hiding it. Like, this was plain sight. Everybody saw it, right? Like, this was the first time where people were really upset at the Olympic ceremonies. So, like, where was the other one?
Like, what do you mean?
Which one was, you know, where they were having to like pull video? And,
dude, I don't study the Olympics. I don't know. I don't know off the top of my head, but I'm just saying, like, this instance, I'm not sure, like, because like that whole Last Supper, you know, where did that come from? You know, was that taken from a previous example, like a previous religion, and inserted into a story, into the Bible? Like, I don't know. The Feast of Dionysus, is that like... The Last Supper, does it have to be one or the other? I don't know, dude. I'm just saying, like, the whole thing, I think, was meant to piss off Christians, and mm-hmm. it did a really good job of doing that.
Yeah, rightfully. Yeah.
But, well, I mean, or just, I don't know, maybe people are triggered. I'm just saying, like, I think it was, like, gross, because the whole transsexual thing, I think, there is a little bit of mental illness there and signs of poor family life, right? But I don't know if it was trying to make fun of Christianity or not.
I think you're coming at a genuine, like, I don't know, but I don't know how you don't know. Like, the Last Supper is a Christian thing. Like, it's like the rainbow flag. Is that a gay thing? Yup. Did it used to be not a gay thing? Yep, but it is a gay thing. So if you burn a fucking flag, that's a rainbow flag, there's not a person that's like, well, hey, guys, come on. That was just a rainbow.
Did the Last Supper have a big blue guy on the table in a cornucopia?
No.
I'm just saying, like, that has nothing to do with the Last Supper.
I understand that.
So what is that?
So the whole thing, if you watch it, all of the performances, everything that they were doing had reflections of what country are they in, Greg? France. So in France, the god of wine is a figure that they all know. Just
Dionysus.
Like, yes, I get you. But you can't look at the two and say that it's clear. Even Whitney says in the thing, two of the drag queens tweeted that it was about the Last Supper. It's not like there's no denying this one. Like, I know. Okay. Look at the way that the woman's arm is. It's reverse. But her arm is up in the same manner as in the photo. Like, the whole thing that you were talking about, on her head? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Representing the halo. Yeah, I know what you're saying. But the point is like, you can't in good faith tell me that looking at that picture is not a not exact, but a, not a striking resemblance to the Last Supper.
And the cross in the background.
Like, you can't. You can't.
Is there a cross in the background?
Yes. Yeah, there is. Like, you can't fucking do that. You
Where?
Can't.
Dude, I didn't watch any of this. So, I know, mean, but if like, you guys are saying this is an anti-Christian thing, then okay. I'll agree with you. But, like, I've heard that there's, like, a mixture of emotions where it's like, dude, I think this was all about, like, the pagan shit that came well before Christianity.
Or maybe they
And wasn't maybe Christianity maybe adopted
they,
oh, some the, of this.
They inserted
on
that.
On that particular yeah. picture.
Never mind.
Oh, so there's no cross.
Somebody,
it was fake.
No, somebody put that in there.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I don't, like, the Olympic drag queen thing, like, that's fucking weird to me. Mm. And I think, like, that time of period was like this, dude. I feel like way back when you had Olympians and you had, you know, Roman deities and Greek gods and all this shit, I feel like people were very open with their sexuality. I feel like homosexuality was definitely on the rise. I
they
feel
were.
Like, you know, the whole transsexual thing, I don't know if that was a thing. You know, I don't think that people.
Well,
could
I don't think that was a thing. But they all just kind of did what they wanted anyway back then.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I think that it was meant to be the whole Dionysus ritual and all that shit. But I mean, maybe it was the whole, you know, Last Supper. But like, that's my point is, did Christianity adopt this as part of their religion? You know what I mean? Was the Feast of Dionysus brought into Christianity? I don't know.
You know what I mean? I think that if you believe in Jesus and you believe in the Bible and the word of the Bible, right, whether you do or don't, if you believe in it, then it absolutely is something that happened, including Jesus, right? Like, that's your belief. So, and you could say that there's a lot of different religions that have similar stories that are being shared. And I think that's a fair analysis. You see it across the board. Like, there's similar flood situations. There's similar resurrection situations, but that's really neither here nor there. The truth is like, it is. The Last Supper is part of Christianity to them. So it doesn't matter if somebody else had it. The point is like, they, to me, I'm not the most Christian person in the world. I don't go to church. You know, like, that's not me. I don't do that all the time. I'm not like, this is not my thing. You know, I'd love to do that more, but I don't. But I can see that and just be like, oh, that was fucked up. That's pretty fucked up. It just is. I don't see that being shared. If you're trying to be inclusive, which the woman, the spokeswoman for the Olympics came out and said, we're trying to be more inclusive. We're trying to, like, you know, really get every, but that's not include. Like, you're pissing off a lot of people, and you wouldn't do that for other religions. Like, you didn't, you haven't. And I, was it Joe Rogan talking about how, why is it that Christianity is the most, mocked religion, endlessly mocked religion, more than any other religion? It's mocked and no one does anything about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Christians aren't going to go blow something up. You know, they're not going to go do terrorist attacks for people mocking the religion. I would argue some religions do that, to be honest with you. So it's easy to mock because they're just going to, you know, if you think of what the general Christian, I know there's some bad Christians, let's be real, but the general Christian is forgiving, understanding, not willing to fight, you know, not, that's not their character. So it's easy to make fun of them. So I just,
As far as like people blowing up stuff because of the religion being made fun of, maybe, like,
that's what I said.
I've heard stories. Stories, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, maybe
news stories coming out of the news where, like, a Muslim dude got upset and, you know, and because they yell Allah Akbar before they blow stuff up, like, we're assuming that they're, you know, like, being like, hey, you know, we're taking this to
radicalized,
you know,
on it.
Yeah, religiously motivated. But do you think that this is, do you think that depictions of, like, Jesus, the Last Supper, because I've heard this recently, and I thought it was thought-provoking. Do you think that they're made so that you can become upset when people mock them? Because it gives somebody, like, this was, I think, Owen Benjamin, I shared a clip on Telegram where he was talking about in the Muslim faith, there are no pictures or no images of Muhammad. He's like, if I say, draw me a picture of Muhammad, you can't because there are none.
Yeah.
And the reason they don't do that is because as soon as you draw the image or you create the image, then it becomes fallible. Like, you can mock that image, you can turn it into a symbol that represents your religion, and you can become offended by it, and it makes you angry, and you can offend a group of people and make them do things. So that is what we're witnessing here, is you have a bunch of Christians seeing this as a symbol of their Christ God, and they're getting upset, and they're going, I want to do something about this. And I get it. I don't think that they're going to go, like, start a war. I don't think they're going to, like, you know, fight anybody. But what do? You turn off the Olympics.
Yeah.
Maybe don't watch it. Maybe cancel your subscription to Comcast or to ABC.
Peacock.
Or just, you know.
I think that's what majority of people have been doing.
Well, yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, because that's what you can do, I guess. But that, to me, is a way that you can control people. You know what I mean? Like, where you go, I'm really upset because they blasphemed this image of my God. And it's like, well, you shouldn't really care about it, because if you understand your God and you walk with God and you're like reading the Bible, you're doing all that, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, like, that's what you should be caring about. People are going to blaspheme. They're going to talk shit about Jesus Christ all the time.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
I think that people talk shit about Christianity more than any other religion. I do think that.
I don't disagree with you at all. I understand what you're saying. The issue is the anger, I think, if I had to guess, comes from the fact that, like, is there really no place now? You know, because, listen, it's the same with football. Why were people upset with football? Why were people so upset about the gay stuff and the BLM stuff with football? It's because you want to go watch a football game. We've already had this discussion. I think you agree with this. You go to watch football because you like football. You want to get away from politics. You want to go watch a fucking game and just get, you know, have a beer and enjoy a sport. You want to watch motocross, right? You just want to enjoy it. Then this fucking woke shit starts happening and people are like, really? Like, I can't even fucking watch a game. Fair argument.
Dude, it happens with music too. We left a concert because, remember, Rise Against was like,
oh yeah,
I want to get this. Fuck Trump. Yeah. Fuck Trump. And then we're just like, dude, this is stupid.
And we leave. And I get it. So turn the TV off. To that point, you're right. But what the problem is the Olympics should not be that way. The Olympics is all different religious people in this thing. All, like, listen, there's Muslims, Christians. I mean, you name it, they're there. You know what I'm saying? Every country, almost, except for Russia, is represented in the Olympics, right? So you have all facets of life. And so to have a sport that has the whole world represented in it, to mock anything, there should be no trans, there should be no religious aspects, there should be nothing. It should be a unity thing, beat the drums. You remember that shit where I think it might have been China. I could be wrong, but it was actually kind of cool. They had like 1,000 people drumming at the same time, right? And the whole idea behind it was that you have 1,000 people in rhythm.
In unison,
drumming together. It was supposed to be a symbolism of us coming together as one.
Yeah.
This does not do that. And it's not so much that, like, listen, fuck those people, right? If you're religious, you just go, man, and you don't say that, obviously, but I will for you. Fuck them. They're fucking probably going to burn in hell. You know, great. But the truth is that's not what it's about.
Okay.
It's not about that. It's about, you want to watch the Olympics with your family because it's fun to watch the gymnastics, track and field, fucking soccer.
Dude, exactly. I'm saying, like, the opening ceremony was 4 hours, and this was a tiny little sliver of that, and we're blowing this whole thing out of proportion because of the tiny sliver. And I get it. It's offensive to a certain segment of the population, but just don't watch it. I get it. But, you know, I do agree that they shouldn't be doing these types of, like, divisive things, but it causes people to talk about it like we're doing right now, and it causes people to watch it, and people share the clips out of it. And it gets more eyeballs on it, dude. Like, any news is good news. These people who are in charge of making these programs know that. They know that people are going to be offended by this shit. And then it's going to last for weeks on end. And so people get offended and share it and all this stuff. It gets more eyeballs on them because then they're going to tune in next time to see what offensive shit they do next time.
No, I disagree with you, man. I think Bud Light would disagree with you as well. That was shared.
Bud Light is soaring now because what's his nose said it's okay to drink it on Joe Rogan.
I get it. The times have changed, right? Kid Rock comes out and says, listen, I have nothing against Bud Light. Fine. So be it.
Because he's sponsored by him now.
Sure. But the truth, what I'm saying is at the period of time, you can't tell me it didn't hurt him. And, like, it was shared by everyone. Everybody was sharing Bud Light shit about how fucking shitty they were. And that didn't help them. It hurt their pockets. Now, you could argue that a year later, they're soaring. I wouldn't even say they're soaring. In fact, I just was reading an article that Bud Light is now not the top beer still. And so soaring what? Soaring past fucking O'Doyle's? Like, what are we doing? Like, they still sell.
Bud Light is doing just fine, I'm sure.
Okay, I'm sure they're doing fine. They're doing better than everybody in society. I get it. But my point is money's still money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. $10 billion, would you rather have 10 or 1? You know, like, I think most people say, I'd rather have the 10. Like, they could still be rich and not be as wealthy as they could have been had they not done it. Would you not agree with that?
Dude, I think that they're riding the wave of whoever's going to give them the most money. And with this Olympics thing, I think it was like this whole trans movement is like the big left movement. For some reason, it is like this thing that they've clinged onto as like an identity politics thing. I think it's going to go bye-bye soon. And Owen Benjamin was talking about this too. He was saying like how when you had the white horse of the apocalypse, right? Or the pale horse of the apocalypse, mirrored with all of this transgender kind of activity, he was saying maybe this is representing the death of that movement, because we have to bring in this new, I think the transgender stuff and all of the woke stuff will eventually go away. And I think that it's on the downturn because people see like, you know, it's a sliver of the population. It's getting blown up into like this gigantic issue. You know what I mean? Like the both bathrooms, everybody sees that it's just not going to mix. You know what I mean? Like men are taking over women's sports. They're going into women's locker rooms. The whole thing just doesn't make sense to me. I get it. Like if you want to be a woman and you're a man and you, vice versa, that's fine. But to have all of these policies written around it, to have all of these like Olympics depicting it and making it like a central theme, I think that it's like way too much and it is very divisive. But I think that these people know that and they're using it for a monetary gain. It's all about money.
Yeah, I think you could have done that without mocking religion. That's all I'm trying to say. Like,
dude, they do that too for money.
I know, but you could have done it, and you could have like had your whole thing, and had the fucking woman with the beard and all that other shit, and it could have been in any other form. You know what I'm saying? I will not get over that one. Like, they do it all the time, right? Commercials and all these things. You see the females, you know, that are men and blah blah blah, and you're just like, whatever, dude. But like, that's kind of different, man. I just feel like, you know, whether you want to say that, well, maybe it wasn't, I think it was, I think it's pretty obvious that it was my personal opinion. And like, why do that? You know, cause you could get the same thing across. And that's like saying like, that trans aren't Christian as well. Like I'm sure there are trans that claim to be Christian. You know what I'm saying? That even to them would be offensive. Like, I just don't get it. I don't think that makes you money. I don't think that helps your cause. And I don't understand why you do it. Like, I don't understand
why
you
get some clicks, dude. I think it gets people talking about it, just like we are right now. And, you know, the more eyeballs people want to see it, you know, and having YouTube remove it even helps the cause even more because people are going to seek that out. They're going to be like, dude, I want to see this. What are they talking about? I want to see how gross this is, you know, because people have that infatuation with, like, seeing the morbid details of everything. They want to see how bad it really is. You know what I mean? It's like the high school drama. You know, you want to know the gossip, but it's just, that's the way society works, dude. It's gross, but you know, people are going to mock religion this entire time, you know? And if you know, if it's that big of a deal, like just stop funding them, but look at who pays for all of these things. Like when it goes back down and, you know, if we're looking at, do Christians fund things that shouldn't be funded by Christians? I don't know.
Yeah, they
do. I haven't followed the money.
Yes, they do. And I think that's one of the things. It's no different than Christians diddling kids, man. Like, you have to recognize it and understand
exactly.
It and remove them from part of the equation, which I think a lot of people have done. I think that is more out in the open right now that there's bad people in all religions, and they need to be removed from the religion if you want to have any ground to stand on. Because you can't be, in my opinion, you can't be a good faith Christian and also support a priest or you know, pastor moving to a different church because he diddled a kid. You can't be a hypocrite.
Yeah, you can't, like, be a hypocrite. I just watched the Pope have like a bunch of transsexuals do a dance in the Vatican, like, you know, that main room that they all sit in front of, this gigantic Satan looking statue behind them. They had a bunch of, you know, I don't know if they were gay or trans or whatever, but they were scantily plaid and they were all dancing, doing, you know, very, I don't know, like twerky type of move. So I'm just saying, what is it, dude? Like, how do we want to be open? Do we want to be secluded? Do we want this? Like, where's the fine line? Because you could swerve this all the way back to religion back in the day, where it's like tight knit, where we're saying, hey, you can't do this, 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 and you're being so disciplined where people want to rebel and they want to revolt. So you have to find that gray zone where certain things are acceptable, certain things are not.
Dude, and you know what's funny is I think that what bothers me personally about it is the fact of, like, you know, Jesus is involved in this, right? Like, the man himself, you know what I'm saying? Like, is involved in this, right? If the Last Supper thing is real, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I don't have an issue with people. I don't want to say mocking. That's not the right word. I don't have an issue with people poking fun at religion. When you look at, like, human traits of religion, you know what I mean? I'm not a guy that believes that any of these men are selected by, I don't believe that, like, selected by God. You know, like, the Pope is some fucking righteous. I don't believe that. I just don't.
You don't think Trump wasn't chosen by God, Dave?
No, I mean, no.
I
no.
sure do.
You think, you know, people think that. But I'm saying the Pope to me is a His fucking human being. The Pope is a human being. Jesus didn't come down and say, this man is the man that's going to take my word, you know, and whatever the fuck he does. He's a guy who is anointed by other human beings. There's a difference. You know what I'm saying? So mocking a priest, for example, or a, you know, that kind of thing or garb, fine. But, like, I feel like there's a point where you kind of, I don't know, it crosses a line to me. Somebody that's, like, dressed as Jesus and making fun of Jesus in a way is kind of like overstepping the bounds for me. And maybe that's not to you, and that's fine. But, like, I just feel like there's...
Dude, I didn't see anybody dressed like Jesus.
They weren't.
I mean,
in this.
The only thing I saw at the thing was like the whole solar god thing behind her head.
I want to
That's
be clear.
The only thing that I saw.
I didn't see that in the thing. I'm not talking about this, but I'm just saying in general, if I see somebody dressed as Jesus and making fun of him, or like I've seen it at the gay rallies where they're dressed as Jesus with their fucking butt crack hanging out, I just am like, ah.
People equate Trump to Jesus all the time.
Well, we've already had the discussion. I think that's weird.
It is fucking weird.
I think it's weird too.
It's weird. Trump is a human being who makes decisions and happens to be decent at his job. You know what I'm saying? Like that's not what people say it is. I'm just saying
like it happens on both sides, bro. Like people blaspheme Jesus on the Republican side all the time. All you have to do is get on Truth Social and you'll see many memes of Trump being, what's that?
Of Trump and Trump is Jesus.
Yeah, being like the Jesus picture with the freaking my pillow on the ear. You know what I mean? Like when Trump had the freaking
ear pillow, this bandage thing.
They had Jesus with the same thing, looking up, and
that's,
you know,
not mocking Jesus, man. Like, listen, I don't know if you ever seen the shirts, especially in the South, bro. Let's be real. Like you see the shirts, and like obviously their child passed away, and they all wear like the shirt that says like, rest in peace, Momo, or something, you know, like whatever it is. There's many of them that have like Jesus behind them. You know what I mean? Like it's not, that's not mocking. That is saying like, my son is with Jesus. I feel like Jesus is watching over this particular person. Like that's not mocking.
Like Jesus got his ear shot too.
Jesus had the thing on his ear. I don't like
yes,
that.
That's
yeah, I don't,
what I'm
I don't
saying,
love that.
Bro.
Yeah. But who did it? And like, how many people? Like it's just, did you look at the picture? Did you share it or anything? Did you ever
save it? I looked at it and I saved it and I'm like, wow, this is a little much.
It is much. And I think what you'll find is the majority of people that are probably sharing it aren't like condoning that. I think that the couple people that would find it, I don't know, man. I don't like that. No, I don't like it at all. I don't think
you should be putting stuff on Jesus like that. Trump was saved by God. I don't think he was anointed by God. I don't think that like should ever be in the conversation, but people say that's not blaspheming God. You know what I mean?
What's that?
Like where that Trump was like the
selected
what I mean?
By Jesus or
you know. Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's like dude, I don't know. Like, the whole thing can be, you can argue it from both sides. That's all I'm trying to say. Is like, there's like this whole thing where it's just like, you know, where's the fine line?
To me, it's
about offending people because they want the attention, because they can make clips out of it, because the clips that they make out of it will go viral and make them money on social media.
Yeah.
And then if people go and try to watch it again, that'll make them money. It's, to me, it's all about controversy to make money. You know?
Probably most of it is.
It's sad, but I think that that's what it comes down to.
Any last words, gentlemen?
Nah, man. Huh. I think we're good.
That got kind of deep a little bit.
Well, that's just interesting. Don't be offended. I mean, it'll be okay. We'll just turn off ABC or wherever the... I don't even know which station the Olympics were on.
It's on Peacock. So whoever
owns
NBC.
NBC, yeah.
Okay, well, screw NBC. Anti-Christian freaking NBC.
Yeah, man. All right, guys. Have a great Wednesday. It is Wednesday, right? I don't even know what day it is. Have a great Wednesday. Enjoy yourself. We'll be back Friday for...
Colin Show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, if you're not on Patreon, get over there now. We're going to be adding new things here soon to the Patreon also. So get on there quick. Later, guys.
Cheers.
Peace.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details. How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.